You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in the book of Jude, and we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who are the called, loved by God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Dear friends, although I was eager to write you about the salvation we share, I found it necessary to write, appealing to you to contend for the faith that was delivered to the saints once for all. For some people, who were designated for this judgment long ago, have come in by stealth. They are ungodly, turning the grace of our God into sensuality, and denying Jesus Christ, our only Master and Lord. Now I want to remind you, although you came to know all these things once and for all, that Jesus saved a people out of Egypt and later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their own position, but abandoned their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains, in deep darkness, for the judgment on the great day. Likewise, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns committed sexual immorality and perversions and serve as an example by undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. In the same way, these people, relying on their dreams, defile their flesh, reject authority, and slander glorious ones. Yet when Michael the archangel was disputing with the devil in an argument about Moses' body, he did not dare utter a slanderous condemnation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these people blaspheme anything they do not understand. And what they do understand by instinct, like irrational animals, by these things they are destroyed. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, have plunged into Balaam's error for profit, and have perished in Korah's rebellion. These people are dangerous reefs at your love feasts, as they eat with you without reverence. They are shepherds who only look after themselves. They are waterless clouds carried along by winds, trees in late autumn, fruitless, twice dead, and uprooted. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shameful deeds, wandering stars for whom the blackness of darkness is reserved forever. It was about these that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, "Look, the Lord comes with tens of thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly concerning all the ungodly acts that they have done in an ungodly way, and concerning all the harsh things ungodly sinners have said against him. These people are discontented grumblers, living according to their desires. Their mouths utter arrogant words, flattering people for their own advantage. But you, dear friends, remember what was predicted by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They told you, in the end time, there will be scoffers living according to their own ungodly desires. These people create divisions and are worldly, not having the Spirit. But you, dear friends, as you build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting expectantly for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life. Have mercy on those who waver. Save others by snatching them from the fire. Have mercy on others, but with fear, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, without blemish and with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the truth of your gospel that you've revealed to us. And again, Lord, we see in this book of Scripture that there are those who try to distort the truth of your gospel. People who create division. False shepherds who only look after themselves. But Lord, you tell us in your word that a day of judgment is coming. And Lord, we know that you will right every wrong. And likewise, Lord, we're grateful for the mercy that you've shown us in your Son, Jesus Christ. We know we deserved condemnation, but in Christ, we're rescued. And we find mercy because he took our condemnation upon himself. And because this is the case, we pray that as men and women who trust in your Son, that we would walk in the truth. And that we would proclaim your truth in every context you place us in. We're grateful for these reminders and these admonitions from this portion of Scripture today. And we're grateful for your love. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've ever struggled with negative self-talk or preaching a message to your heart that was more hurtful than helpful, I have a resource that can help you overcome that struggle. My book, Dwell on These Things, is a 31-day challenge to talk to yourself like God talks to you. It's filled with encouraging scripture, personal stories, and helpful counsel that I've gained after wrestling through that same battle. Dwell on These Things is available online and at all major bookstores, and if you'd like to read the first three chapters for free, just visit desirejesus.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.